Germany's population is aging and it's shrinking. It needs more workers. It has lots of new working-age residents, migrants who've come in the past few years. Integrating them into the labor market has been a challenge, though. Esme Nicholson introduces us to a Syrian refugee with a solution.
Last year, over 200,000 jobs in Germany's IT and science sectors went unfilled, with 300,000 workers retiring each year and the world's lowest birth rate, industry leaders are concerned. 27-year-old Hussein Shaka from Syria is one of many refugees and migrants looking to fill this gap. After arriving in Germany 2 years ago, he stumbled upon his first job while looking for furniture online.
My first job in Germany was in call center. I found the job through eBay. It was easy job, just calling people in Egypt and Saudi Arabia and asking them questions.
While happy to have work, Shaka, who studied IT in Aleppo, felt his real skills were going to waste. He saw there was a demand for experienced software developers, but that refugees like himself had no idea how to apply for jobs in Germany, despite having work permits. So he teamed up with a group of German social entrepreneurs and founded Migrant Hire, an online job portal solely for refugees and migrants.
You see, they've posted 12 jobs and they have 106 applicants from our network, yeah?
Migrant Hire's CEO, Michael Schweichert, says the site is currently used by 150 employers and about 10,000 applicants. They use a smart algorithm to connect them.
The system automatically sends the candidate a suggestion, then he can apply with a click and the company sees immediately a list of candidates that applied.
The IT consultancy Capgemini has used Migrant Hire to recruit 6 refugees. Head of HR, Sissy Tongendorf, says tapping into the migrant market not only helps meet their demand for software specialists, but also makes for a happier workplace.
Das war ein schönes Nebenprodukt, das
There's a feel-good factor in recruiting refugees. By helping these new employees learn German and integrate into the workplace, our staff feel like they're doing something to help overcome this huge humanitarian crisis.
Syrian web developer Bashar Agazuri also benefits from this feel-good factor, and he doesn't much care whether he's been recruited to hit corporate social responsibility targets or not. Through Migrant Hire, he's landed a permanent contract with another tech company. And with a job, he says he no longer feels like a refugee.
Now I trust myself more because, you know, it's not easy to live as a refugee. And now I don't have this feeling anymore. I have my own job and I can afford my life.
We meet after work in a cafe. The sharply dressed 31-year-old is apartment hunting. He looks like any other millennial trying his luck in Berlin. But unlike his fellow hipsters, Al-Ghazouri still faces discrimination because, he says, of his name.
I found a really nice flat, but the owner he didn't accept because I'm Arabic. It's hard to have an Arabic name here in Germany.
Al-Ghazouri says he wants to change his first name from Bashar to Noah. Only with a less Arabic name, he says, will he truly have a chance to integrate. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.